Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. I'm Bob McKenzie, and I'd like you to join me on a brief journey through this fascinating, ever-changing world of ours. It's a world of ideas, conflict, troubles, and joy. And quite often, a world made more stable and serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, and the story of a river gone wild, a town and its people in danger, and how the Salvation Army's emergency service functions when disaster strikes. Dick Kipper wrote the story titled Wild Turkey, and Bob Miller stars as Lieutenant Laxalt. Here's Act One.
Highway Patrol, Rock Point Station. This is Captain Phillips. What's that again? Okay, we'll get on it right away.
Sergeant Tinker!
Oh, blasted. Where did he go?
Signal 5 to cars 22 and 39. Repeat, cars 22 and 39. This is Phillips. There's a report just in. The rains have washed out the bridge to the village in Ramos Canyon. Smitty, you and Oakes set up a roadblock at the highway entrance to the Canyon Road and divert all traffic down the coast. We'll get maintenance to bring barricades. Dunk, you and Willits go up and check out the situation at the village and report back to me, pronto. Now get rolling. Out.
Tinker!
Red Cross headquarters, Miss Peters. Just a moment, please, while I take that down. The village in Ramos Canyon will have to be evacuated because of floods and landslides? Yes. Yes, thank you. Mr. Courtney, there's a bad situation near Rock Point along the coast. Evacuation facilities are requested immediately for a number of families.
There's a flash from the AP Local Bureau. There's a Turkey Creek on a rampage in Ramos Canyon up coast. 50 to 70 families are cut off by a bridge washout. I'm hanging loose right now. How about me running up there to cover it, okay? Right. I'm on my way.
Salvation Army Emergency Disaster Service. Oh, hello, Colonel. This is Lieutenant Laxalt. Yes, I understand, sir. Ramos Canyon. Yes, I have a county map right here. Let me take a look. I'd say it's about 5 miles from Rock Point. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we'll have our emergency units on the way in 15 minutes. Oh, very good. Then we'll coordinate with them. Have you alerted the emergency lodge for referrals if necessary? Fine, sir. I'll notify you as soon as we're set up and operating.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yes. Is this where the evacuation center is being set up?
Yes. The county firemen are letting us use the station. They're all up at the village trying to get the people out. I'm Jane Peters of the Red Cross.
Lieutenant Laxalt, Salvation Army, Miss Peters.
Oh, good. We heard you were on the way, Lieutenant.
I came with the first unit of emergency supplies. Our trucks with bedding and food will be here directly.
Wonderful. We'll take care of any first aid and hospital transport that may be necessary. If you can handle registration. Oh, and we haven't got around yet to relocation facilities.
We can arrange to handle that, too, Miss Peters.
It's always a pleasure to work with your very efficient disaster service, Lieutenant.
For the sake of those who live in the canyon, let's hope it won't be a disaster. What is the situation now?
Pretty bad, from what I hear. The floodwaters have washed out the bridge to the village, and it's cut off. Landslides have been reported along the road, and from the hills behind the village, too.
Well, I guess all we can do is to unload, get ready, and pray for the rain to stop.
Sorry for busting in on you like that, Captain Phillips.
Just who are you, mister?
Jim Tura, Times Express. What's the score?
Oh, nothing for our side up to now.
What are those firemen doing down there?
Trying to get across the creek with an extension ladder.
Oh, that's no creek. It's a wild turkey for sure. Is their ladder going to be long enough to make it?
No, it doesn't look like they can get the truck close enough.
Well, what then?
We're bringing in helicopters to lift the people out.
Can choppers navigate the canyon in this weather?
Oh, they'd better before the village gets washed off the map. Well, I have to get down there.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll tag along. Maybe I can help.
That's the last of it. Stack it
in order now. I'm glad we had the time to get organized.
Well, I presume we can make use of the station's kitchen facilities.
Oh, yes. And the beds in the firemen's sleeping quarters, if we have to. They've given us carte blanche.
Any further word from the village?
No. It worries me. With the rain coming down as hard as ever, things can't be getting any better up there.
The hardest part is the waiting and not knowing what's happening. But I'm sure the state police and firemen are doing everything they can.
And took a bad fall. His leg broken. Can you get him down to the station in your car?
Why, sure. It's just up the road.
Oh, there's an emergency set up at the station. Okay, boys. Carry him to this man's car.
Go ahead, let me give you a hand.
Just take it easy on the way down. And look out for those slides and falling rocks.
Dr. Mertz is on his way over from Rockport to set the fireman's leg, so if you'll excuse me, I'll see that everything's ready.
Oh, I guess I didn't get around to introducing myself. I'm Jim Tura of the Times Express.
Oh, Jane Peters. Thanks for bringing him down, Mr. Tura. I'm sorry I haven't time to hear how things are going at the village, but fill in the lieutenant for me.
Oh, right.
How's the situation up there?
Well, it's touch and go, Lieutenant. When I left, they were still trying to get that elevated extension ladder across to the villages. But I don't think they'll ever make it. Turkey Creek's getting wider and wilder by the minute. If they don't get the helicopters up there soon, there won't be anybody to evacuate.
Isn't there any way out from the other side of the creek?
Well, Lieutenant, the village practically hangs on the side of the mountain, and the rain makes the slopes too treacherous to climb. They're in as much danger from slides as they are from being flooded out. It beats me why anyone's crazy enough to live there.
I certainly wish there was something I could do to help instead of just waiting here.
Well, there really isn't much anybody can do under the circumstances. But at least the Bureau's got its dope right.
What's that?
Well, I just called in a minute ago, and they said it's supposed to quit raining any time now. But that may be too late. Well, if it's okay with you, some coffee and get back to covering the waterfront.
Help yourself, Jim, while I see what that woman who just came in wants. Can I help you, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Enger.
We live in the canyon.
Did you just come down from there?
No. I was in town when I heard about the flood, over the car radio. They said at the roadblock that I couldn't go any farther than this. Tell me...
The people in the village were all right the last we heard, Mrs. Enger. That man over there just came down a short time ago.
But they can't get out?
The bridge has been washed away. State police and firemen are trying to reach them.
Then they can't get out.
Do you live in the village, Mrs. Enger?
No, a ways this side of it. Look, mister...
I'm Lieutenant Laxalt of the Salvation Army.
My husband and two children are up there.
We're doing everything possible, and helicopters are on the way. They'll get out.
You don't know the canyon and Turkey Creek. It is even there until it rains. And when it rains like this, it happened to us once before, and we barely made it then. They have to get out of there, Lieutenant.
I know how you must feel, Mrs. Enger. But with the bridge gone, there's no way to get across.
Yes, yes, there is. There is. Over the creek for the kids to play on.
What's the problem, Lieutenant?
This is Mrs. Enger, Jim. She lives in the canyon up by the village, and her husband and two children are up there now. She says there's a way to get across the creek near her place.
Well, how?
A rope walking. One of those jungle bridges.
Will it haul a man's weight?
It's held as many as four or five kids at a time.
Why wouldn't they have used it to get across if it's still there?
I don't know why, but won't you please try to get them out?
What do you think, Jim?
Well, it sounds like a real long shot, Lieutenant, but what isn't at this point? I'm going up there, Mrs. Singer. Can you come along and show me where it is?
Yes, of course.
I'm going with you. There's nothing further I can do here for now, anyhow.
So, what are we waiting for?
Bob Miller has starred as Lieutenant Laxalt in the first act of Wild Turkey. Our quiet revolution is 104 years old. No fanfare, no headlines. Chances are you've never been aware of it. It's a revolution in soul, in heart, in concern for every child of God on earth. Its targets are greed, poverty, ignorance, deprivation, and the righting of every wrong perpetrated by man against man. Our weapons are love, concern, experience, common sense, and the Word of God. And our battles are fought wherever the Salvation Army finds a need. Why not join our quiet revolution? It's your world, too. Now, here's Act Two of Wild Turkey.
Well, for once, the Weather Bureau's called its shots right. It has stopped raining.
Boy, that should be a great help to the rescue effort.
Well, let's hope it keeps Turkey Creek from going any higher anyway.
Look out for that slide ahead, Jim.
Roger. Oh, just room enough to get around. If any more of that stuff comes down, the road will be cut off, too.
How much further is it, Mrs. Enger?
Just around this curve. Our place is over there across the creek. But you can't see it from here because of the trees. You better stop now. It's as close as we can get.
Okay, Mrs. Enger. You'll have to show us the way.
We got...
You can sure break an ankle around here without half trying. Not to mention your neck in this instant jungle. Man, listen to that crazy water go.
Can you see the rope walk yet, Mrs. Enger?
It should be...
Yep. Closer than this, and we're going right along with it.
Up there. You have to climb these stakes in the tree to get up to the walk.
For crying out loud, we have to cross this wild turkey in that thing?
Listen, if it's held this long, it must be pretty strong.
Well, I don't know about you, Lieutenant, but all of a sudden I'm scared stiff.
That makes two of us, Jim. But we can't let Mrs. Enger down now.
What bothers me is why they didn't try to get across on it themselves.
That's what we'll have to find out. Mrs. Enger, you'd better go back now.
No, I'll wait.
If the water goes any higher, you'll be trapped here.
Mrs. Zanger, take my car and drive up to where the police and firemen are. Tell Captain Phillips about the rope walk. He should know there's one here.
Well, if that'll help, all right. Please be careful. God go with you.
I'll lead off, Jim.
Well, here we go, Lieutenant.
The daring young men on the flying trapeze.
Almost across, Jim.
Easy does it. Easy, he says. I'll take walking a tightrope over Niagara Falls.
Oh, oh, hang on, hang on.
That's all I'm doing is hanging.
I've got hold of the tree now. Here, grab my leg.
I got it.
Hang on. I'll pull you up.
Oh, brother. Thanks for the lift, Lieutenant.
Well, all's well. It ends well.
Holy Toledo, there goes our walk.
Well, it's washed out the tree on the other side.
And let's get down out of this one before it goes too.
Say they went over the creek on a rope walk near your place? Oh, where's that lady?
About 2 blocks down the canyon below the village.
Well, if they made it, they're still okay. If they didn't, there's nothing anybody can do for them now.
They're trying to save my husband and children, Captain.
And we're trying to save all those people over there in the village. More than likely, your family's among them anyway.
But isn't there something you can do to him?
That water's still rising fast, and we've got to clear the village first. Here they come with the first load now.
Please, Captain.
Sorry, lady. I'll get a chopper down to your place as soon as all those people are out. Can't do it before. Excuse me.
This must be the Zenger place, Jim. Up on the slope.
Good Lord. Look.
Come on. Mr. Zenger. Mr. Zenger.
Help.
He's inside.
Mr. Zenger. Is that you?
This door over here. Oh, the frame's bent out of line. It's jammed shut. Here, Lieutenant, give me that chair.
Okay.
Now back away, Lieutenant. Yeah. Back away.
Okay. I think we can crawl through now.
Yeah.
Keep your head down.
Right.
Thank God you're here.
Man, he's really mousetrapped.
The slide. It caved in the roof. Pinned me under this beam.
Are you hurt, Mr. Zenger?
Only my leg under the beam. But it's gone numb now.
Mr. Zenger, your children, where are they?
I sent them off to the village. I was getting some things together when the slide came. How'd you get here?
Over that rope walk. Your wife told us about it.
I didn't want to try it. Thought it'd be too dangerous for the kids.
Then you can say that again. Anyhow, it's gone now.
Let's see if we can move this beam enough to...
Well, there's no chance of the two of us budging it. A fraction of an inch, Lieutenant.
Maybe if we worked something underneath it to pry it up.
No, it's no go. There's a few hundred tons of rock and mud anchoring the end of it. And even if we couldn't, moving the beam's too dangerous. It could start another slide and bring half the mountain down.
But we've got to get him out of here.
Lieutenant, the only way is to cut or saw off the pot that's pinning down his leg. You got a saw around, Mr. Zenger?
Oh, I did. But it's in the tool shed.
Then
under the slide.
All right, then we've got to get help here somehow.
Well, I'll go up to the village. Those helicopters we heard are probably evacuating the people now. They'll have tools and whatever else it takes.
Fine, but be careful, Jim.
Just keep you cool until I get back with the Marines.
You said my wife... Is she all right?
She's fine. Just worried about you and the children.
Well... Sarah's been wanting me to move ever since we got flooded out before. I guess this time we'll... What's that uniform you're wearing?
Salvation Army, Mr. Zenger. I'm Lieutenant Laxalt.
Well, I sure do thank you kindly for seeing to my salvation like this, Lieutenant.
Well, the man who just left is Jim Tura, a reporter for the Times Express.
A reporter, huh? Reckon he'll put my name in the paper?
You're a cinch for the front page.
It's funny. I can't feel nothing in that leg. Now I'm up to my hip now. But, well, I guess that's better than hurting.
Don't worry. We'll have you out of here in just any minute.
Oh, God. Hill's going again.
Beat it, Lieutenant. Get out while you have a chance.
I can't leave you here alone.
The mud's coming through now. I can feel it oozing over me.
Try to stay calm, Mr. Zenger. Help's on the way.
It won't do no good. It's creeping up more. By the time they get here, I'll be buried alive.
Have faith, Mr. Zenger. I have.
Faith? You think that'll get me out of this? One more slide and you're done for, too. Now get out of here. No use. Both of us dying.
Listen.
Listen to what?
They're coming. They're coming with the helicopter.
Oh, thank God.
That's a good idea, Mr. Zenger.
I guess I could use some of that faith of yours, Lieutenant.
There's a saying, it'll move mountains, Mr. Zenger.
I reckon it's moved enough of them already. I'll settle for just moving out of here. And this time it'll be for good.
Bob Miller has starred as Lieutenant Laxalt in the final act of Wild Turkey. Also featured were Peter Leeds, Jane Webb, and Dick Nelson. Be sure and be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. A presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood at the C.P. McGregor Studios and broadcast by this radio station as a public service. My name is Bob McKenzie. Until next week, then, thanks for listening. Have a happy week ahead.